on the involvement Aleph. It says, Itmar Avne Har, Shenildalu, B'nei Rebhiya, Rebyechanan, Chadam Rasuros, Chadam Mutaros. So the Gemara says, the Svara for the Mandomar that says Mutaros, it says it's like a Har. Just like Har has no Tfisis Yad, Umutr, Shen Bo Tfisis Yad, Adam Mutr, Afhani, Shen Ben Tfisis Yad, Adam, and it's Mutarin. So that's what the Gemara says for the Svara for the Mandomar, that it's Mutr. And then the Gemara says a little bit weiter, that the Mandomar that says Usr says, L'hachik siv mandas, l'hachik siv shakets t'shaksenu, v'soiv v'totiv t'tenu, v'afkav dasi midina l'hatera, lo tasia, but you can't, v'afkav dasi midina l'hatera lo tasia. So Rashi says here something very interesting, how is Masber this? It's like there was a special jezakosiv that were not allowed to be dirish l'hatera. Rashi d'rimaska l'hachik siv shakets t'shaksenu, it's like there's a special directive that you're not allowed to use the drashas, the torah, but hen on the drashas, to come up with a what? Come up with a heter. And therefore, Lamaisa, we have to always go to Isser. You just have to what? You just, Befeirish, Lamaisa, it's Tashek, Tashani, you have to be Dorish always to Isser. So it's interesting that it's kind of like you only have to take what's Befurish Bekra, and that's it. It's like there's a special din, Halacha Lamaisa, that if you could go either way, when it comes up, Vodazar, it's so disgusting, it's an abomination, that you should go l'chumra. And therefore the Avadim Shindel Dadalos are considered to be Usr. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has in the Lekach Tov, interesting, he says that you also have a similar thing like the Hitzilu Aeda. The Hitzilu Aeda tells me that the Beis Din always has to try to look for leniencies when it comes to capital punishment cases. And therefore he says that's how we know Ein Onshin Min Adin. There are different makoros given for the concept of Ein Onshin Min Adin. One of them is Jezakosiv, because it says Achos, a half-sister, both from a father or a mother. And some say it's a, Smag says, the Marsha writes from the Smag, that Onshin are a Schus, and therefore we can't drum up an Onish based on a Kavachomer. So therefore we say Onshin and Adin. There are different Svaras given for Ein Onshin and Adin. Some say it's Alach L'Moshe M'Sinai. But the Lekach Tov wants to say V'itzilu Aeda tells me explicitly that we shouldn't darshan, don't use hermeneutics to give out punishments, because we should be makel. That's V'itzilu Aeda. So in a similar vein, that's exactly what this din is telling us here. Here it just says you should go l'chumra, because it's an Isra of Avodah Zarah and it's an abomination, so therefore we should only stick with what's befurish in the pasuk that's makel. Anything else that's really unclear, one has to be machmer on. So I would just want to also point out that there is a category of something that's mefurish b'kra that you can't ignore. You know, the Bala Itter, the Rush quotes the Bala Itter that something's mefurish b'kra when it comes to tochacha. We don't say mutu shishogin alim mezidim. It's mefurish b'kra, you have to tell the guy. Mr. Brew quotes the Rashba because we assume it's mefurish b'kra, we assume that he knows it. So you can't say the Mutashi Shogun. We assume he knows it. And the Rav Zatzal had a different shot. The Rav Zatzal said that it's Befurish Bekra. When you do an Avera that's Befurish Bekra, it's the Chumras Avera, the level of rebellion is so bad that you're Mechuyiv to what? You're Mechuyiv to tell the guy. No matter what. It's like a Machalik Fot Shamayim. Whether he's going to listen to you or not, you have to get up and tell him. So what I want to bring out is that you see there's a category of Mufurish Bekra. The Taz is a famous Taz that the Chachamim never make a gzeira on something that's Mufurish Bekra they have to do. For example, blowing an instrument on Shabbos or Yom Tov is an Isser. So how do we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Not just Rosh Hashanah, Shchalios, but Shabbos. That's gzeira de Rabba. But how do you blow a shofar on Shabbos? Isn't that a musical instrument? So the Taz says we can't make such a gzeira because Mufurish in a Pasuk we have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So anything that's before Shinachumish, the Chacham can't make a takana and ochre that. So you see from those two examples that there is a concept of some that's mefurish b'kra, and that's what Rashi is driving at here. When it comes to Nunyani Avodah Zarah, the bottom line is that we are going to, when it comes to Nunyani Avodah Zarah, we're going to be generally machmir. If it's not clear that it's not mefurish b'kra l'kula, we're going to be machmir. Anything short of that, l'maisa, okay. But if it's mefurish b'kra, we'll make it. But if anything, it's not mefurish b'kra, we're going to be machmir. So those are the two shittas that are presented here in the Gemara regarding this din of Avanim Mishal Duldolos. So the Rambam paskins Beferish in Pirachesa Lacha Beis, he paskins Lakula by the Avanim Mishal Duldolos. So the Ran in the Dape Arif in Os Daf Chofanov, the Dape Arif, Dirmas Garcina asks, why does the Rambam make on this Lakurits and Isidir Raisa? If you have a Machlaikis, we should be machmer. And the Ran quotes the Ramah, Remeir Alevi, that's machmer on this din, and the Ravid also on the spot there is machmer as well. So what's up shot in the Rambam? Why is the Ramah meikel on this din of Avonim Mishimadul Dolos? That's the kasha we want to ask. Very, very difficult. So Zafu Biurim want to suggest pshat l'maisa, the friend for the Rambam, in this pshat. The first thing is the Kesef Mishnah writes, the Gemara here is unclear as to who said what. Was it B'nai Reb Chiya said one thing, or did they say us, or did Reb Yochanan? Who said what? Tistayim, it's not conclusive from the Gemara who exactly said what. So the Kesef Mishnah claims that the Girsa of the Rambam is that the B'nai Reb Chiya were the one who says Mutaros, and therefore it's Yachid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim. So they beat out Reb Yochanan. That's how the Kesef Mishnah has it. However, L'maisa the Bach has a different shot here. The Bach claims that the whole discussion here is that it's considered to be an issum of the Rabbanan. The Bach claims, and he says that this pasuk of Shaketz Tikshasen is only in a smachta, and he says that the reason why the Rambam held Lakula is because you're dealing with a svara, a very strong svara. It's a bininav kahar. It's a bininav. That's a very strong drasha, a bininav. And he says that this pasuk shaketz tek shaksenu was used earlier in the Gemara for giving an avodah zarah a derogatory name earlier in the Amud of lichanos es hashem. So since it was used earlier, he says that it's really what it's not. It's not miyutar to be to aser avanim shun dedolos, and therefore it comes out that the Rambam held lekula that the bininav is strong kahar, and that's how the Rambam held halacha lamaisa that's mutter. So that's a second beer. The Chasam Sofer though argues on this Bach, and he claims a beautiful ha'ara. And I saw quoted Rav Lozer Meir Hurwitz. I didn't see it inside because I couldn't find his Aharas in any of the Gemaras. But if you look earlier in that pasuk Shaketz Hashem, it just doesn't say anything about names. The real marker is from Vibadatem is Shmam. And then, since you don't know what to do, should you make it good or bad? So then Shaketz Tikshaksena. So he Rav Lozer Meir Hurwitz learns the whole din is a din the Rabbanan, and that's the way the Chasam Sofer says. The Chasam Sofer says it's not really used up. That pasuk really is not used up at all for that din of lechanos es hashem. So therefore, since it's not really used up, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be difficult to say that, oh, that's how the Rambam held, that you go with the bininav kahar, and therefore you conclude that it's mutaros. So that Chasam Sofer Lamaisa is working against, working with that Rav Lozer Meir Hurwitz, because Rav Lozer Meir Hurwitz says that whole din is a din derabanan. That requirement to give it a derogatory name is derabanan, because in the Makar, it doesn't say anything about names there. It's really an offshoot from the Ibadat HaMishmam. The Gemara seems to present it as that's the conclusive marker. But that's what Rav Lozer Meir Hurwitz says, the Rabbanan, and that goes well with the Chasam Sofer, that's a difficult mahalach. Third mahalach shot in the Rambam, the Teres Chaim of the Shach, quote to Yushalmi. Yushalmi says that if Yishtachavela to the Beah, that they erected the Beah, Chizkiyah says it's not Aser, Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan says halacha lamaisa that it's aser, and we pass like Chizkiyah because Chizkiyah is the Rebbe of Reb Yochanan. And if you compare the egg case, if you compare the egg case with the case of Avanim Mildodolos, and the Shach writes Rabbi Yochanan was Mechaber the Yerushalmi, so it's conclusive that even though the Bavli's Mesupak who said what, but the Yerushalmi certainly chimes in on this, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says, Aser, we're not going to paskin like him against his Rebbe Chizkiah, and that's how the Shach and the Teres Chaim claim that the Rambam concluded that it's considered to be Mutter. So that's a third pshat why the Rambam said like this. Another pshat, a few other pshatim from the Pre-Aretz says very beautifully, he says that the case Lomaisa we're dealing with, if the Avonim are Nekru Lagamri, the Rambam, the very next Halachan Al-Hagimel by Zakeh Be'ah Paskins, it's Aser. So if it's Nekru Lagamri, it's Taka Aser. But the Rambam's dealing with Avonim Duldalos that are not Nekru Lagamri. On that he's Mekel, and he paskins Halacha L'maisa that it's Mutter. That's the first shot of the Pre-Aretz. The second shot of the Pre-Aretz is, he says Beferish, a different Mahalach, and he says that this drush of Ein Bo Tfisus B'dei Adam is from the Chachamim, the Mishnah, and the Mehem and Aleph. The Rabbanan are Yachid Ram Halach Kerabim, and therefore we paskin like the drush of the Rabbanan, and that's why the Rabbanan and the Ram said Avonim Mishnah L'dolos are Lagamri Mutter, because it's Ke'avonim, the Avonim that are like the Rabbanim, that it's, there's no Tfisus B'dei Adam, he hasn't has been dislodged a little bit, and therefore Halacha L'maisa remains Mutter. And then L'maisa, the last pshat that I want to point out, the Pre-Aretz basically says, the last three pshat from the Pre-Aretz basically says what we said before, that Shaket Tzik Shaksenu was needed for Ledin of Lichnos L'Hashem G'nai to give it a derogatory name. And therefore, L'maisa really is not a legitimate marker for the Man Domer that says Asurus. It's not Stark, because it's already been used up previous in the Amud, and therefore it's considered Mutaris. Again, we Dingzacht on that with the Chassam Sofer and the Rabbi Lozmer Horowitz, that it's really not the direct marker. It's only the Rabbanon. It's, you know, because it doesn't say Beferish in the Pasuk, but nonetheless, comes out, let's just chazer it over. Six different pshat that were suggesting why the Rambam, to for the Ron's Kash on the Rambam, why does the Rambam Paskin Avonim Shemududolos are considered to be Mutaris? Either you say, Lomaisa, that Yachid Rav Loch Karabin, that was his Girsa, the B'nai Reb Chiya said it, or either you say, oh, that was the guest of Mishnah's Girsa, either you say, like the Bach, that the whole thing is the Rabbanon, and we asked on that, Lomaisa, from the Chassam Sofer and Reb Lozmer Horowitz, or you say, like Toros Chaim in the Shach from the Yushalmi, and you equate the egg case, and the Chizkiyah was the Rebbe Reb Yochanan, or you say the last three pshatim was, it was Nekar Lagamri when it's Aser, but it's not Nekar Lagamri. The Nekar Lagamri is like the egg case where the Rambam says in the Halacha Gimel, the next Halacha, that it's Aser, but if it's Mududolos, it's not Nekar Lagamri, we assume Halacha L'maisa said it'll be Mutaros, or you say like the Rabbanan, or the Drasha of Tis V'nei Adam, the Mishnah, and Heim and Alf, Yochanan Ram, Halacha Rab, or you say that it's really been used up, like we said, L'chanos is Hashem. So those are six pshatim we want to suggest in Rambam. There's one other pshat I saw from the Chassam Sofer, beautiful pshat, where he claims that the Gemara says in Megillah and Chof Tesim and Beis that Hashem was ochre Har Tover and Har Carmel. He was ochre them at the time of Kabbalah Satira to be Mechabit Har Sinai. Gemara says in Soitahim and Av is the smallest mountain. And then L'maisa, after that, he put it back in its place. And we know from Mehem and Alf in the Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva says when you have a high mountain, you can bet your bottom dollar that there's some idols there. So we paskin based on Mem Zayin and Mebeis that Talish L'Besof Chilbru, the Rambam says in the very next halacha, halacha Dalid, that is Dinu Ketalish. So you have to say that when Hashem replaced Har Tavor and Har Carmel, and some of those were Mutter, they, you know, Hashem's not going to replace mountains that to be Usser. So Avadim Shenildalu is like the case of Talish Sof Chibru. So it must be the Rambam held that it was Mutter. That's the Chassam Sofer, the Mahalach, as to how the Rambam Paskins, Avadim Shenildalu are Mutter. Okay, so that's the first Mahalach that I wanted to bring out. Okay, second Mahalach. There is a mitzvah, and I remember we were learning about Azara in the Kol many years ago. Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal came, and he had a suffix, you know, when we'll get to the sugyas after the Bechina, Bez Hashem, but, you know, there always are three categories of Avodah Zarah. There's Avodah Zarah itself. We know that Avodah Zarah of a Goy, there's a Din Bittel. Avodah Zarah Shei Yisrael is Ein La Bittel. Tikrovis, Zain Lo Bittel, Tikrovis are things you offer, and Meshamshi Avodah Zarah, you can mevatel. So I remember he had a suffix where there's a mitzvah to be mevayer, Meshamshi Avodah Zarah. Is there a mitzvah to destroy Meshamshi Avodah Zarah? I remember when he said that suffix, because I think it was the Haftarah that following week. I thought it was a Ferish of Pasuk in Melachim. Yoshiyahu got rid of everything. The Pasuk elucidates all the things he got rid of. But I never got a chance to ask him. But if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Pirek Zayin Halacha Aleph, the Rambam has a stunning chiddush where he says, Mitzvah Esei La'abed Akum, V'chulei Shnemer, Yibadetem Eshma Min HaMakom Ahu, Be'eretz Yisrael HaTametzuva, Lirdof Achrein V'yatametzuva B'chutz Lars. Rambam has a stunning chiddush. There's a mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah everywhere on the planet Earth. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's a special mitzvah, Lirdof. You have to chase it and root it out. Rambam has such a chiddush. It's from a Sifri, the Gaon says in Re'ei. So the Ragachover in the Saftas Paneach asks the following kasha. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, on Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, how do we know that mitzvahs tluyas beguf are bechuyiv all over the world? Mitzvahs tluyas bar, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs on the goof are bein Eretz Yisrael, bein mechutz l'aretz. So the Gemara learns it out from Avodah Zarah. So Lamaisa, you see clearly from Avodah Zarah, you learn that what there's a din of what? Destroying Avodah Zarah everywhere in the world. So the Ragachover says, Veichet Teis, the Rambam says, a mitzvah lirdof only in Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah lirdof that should apply in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz L'Aretz as well. So if you look in Yordaya, in Kuf Mem Vav, the last sifter in Tet Vav, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a din, you have to get rid of what? Root out of Avodah Zarah, and you have to give it a derogatory name. And the Taz there, the last Taz in the Siman, the Taz there in Siman, Kuf Mem Vav Sifkot Yud Beis, writes as follows. He says that the requirement to give a derogatory name applies in Chutz L'Aretz as well. That's what the Taz writes. But the Shach there in the Nekudas HaKesef writes Beferish, Dibishas Beperiko Atzlamim Ar Sugim Emhem Beis Kamar, Hadetzarach Lesharish Achareha, Nafkali Mibaratem Eshma Min HaMakamahu, Ken Hadetzarach Lichnos Lashem Gina Yolif Lamim Mehaikra, Imken Mashu Davke B'Makamahu Dike Mitzvah. Aber Chutz L'Aretz no. Says the Shach, I disagree. That requirement of to give a derogatory name only applies in Eretz Yisrael. This is Machlokes Shach Taz, that din of Lichnos L'Shem Gnai, we mentioned before in the first Malach, which might be the Rabbanan, where is it geographically a Chiv? Taz says even in Chutz L'Aretz, the Shach says only Eretz Yisrael. So, the Pshat might be L'Falin. How do you frame for the Taz? So the Sefer Avodas Matana wants to say a beautiful Ha'ara. He wants to say, L'maisa, that Ilchanami, Lirdof, is different, you know, than the halacha of Lirdof is different than different Lichlos Boshem. The din of Lichlos Boshem is a din in kibush, is a din in what? In beer. And to give it a derogatory name, to make fun of it. So that's a din everywhere on the planet Earth, in Ilchanami, or so, and Chutz L'Aretz. The halacha that you have to root it out and find is a special din. It's kind of like Mitzvah Tluyas Baretz. And you have to make sure that Eretz Yisrael is naki from Avodah Zarah. But the din ibud of destroying is bein Eretz Yisrael, bein b'chutz l'aretz. The halacha to be wrote if after, to make sure there's no shelo yeh b'makom Avodah Zarah, that's davkin Eretz Yisrael. That's like a din of Mitzvah Tluyas Baretz. But the din on the gavra to destroy Avodah Zarah and also to give it a derogatory name is bein Eretz Yisrael, bein b'chutz l'aretz. Memeil l'fizeh, that would forever the perhaps the Ragachover's kasha. Ragachover, you know, asked the kasha. Mishnah says, Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Gemara says in Kedushin, that was the marker. So he says, yes, the mitzvah on the gavra destroy Avodah Zarah, that's the Gemara in Kedushin. That's bein what? That's bein bar, it's bein b'chutz l'aretz. But this special din, to make sure you root it out, that's a din in the chefs of Eretz Yisrael. That's like a mitzvah to lose bars. That's limited only to Eretz Yisrael. So Memeila, that would forever for the Ragachover's kasha. It's just interesting, and I brought it just to read inside. The Ritva there in Kedusha quotes B'Shem the Ramban, an amazing chiddush, that maybe there is no mitzvah. Maybe there is no mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah and Chutz L'Aretz. I'm going to read your Lashon. Menon Emili, I'm just, that's the Dibur Maskel. Menon Emili, Torah B'Na Eilach Hukim Chulei Ad Seitz B'Lam Sharma Minyan Ebe Tavnu Chulei Ma Avodah Zarah. It's unbelievable. That's mamish against the Rambam. Rambam says the mitzvah destroyed anywhere on the planet Earth. The Ramban says no. The Tiritzuzal, we're not talking about Avodah Zorah, we're talking about the Yisra of Bumos. That's what he wants to say, Vaitan. Not talking about Avodah Zorah, we're talking about the Yisra of Bumos. But the mitzvah to destroy, he says, Beferish, is only, he points out here in the notes here, Aval Rambam argues. The Gamachos is Noheges Mitzvah. So it's a very, very big pell of this Rift of Hashem, the Ramban, that the whole mitzvah to destroy is only limited there to Yisroel. Unbelievable. But if you look in that Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs and Mitzvahs essay, Kuf Pei Hei, is a little bit schwer how he describes what takes place. Because we learn in the Gemara has here, the Gemara says, on Memheim at Beis, what are you supposed to do? You're first supposed to go in and just cut down all the trees in Mizbechos, then leave it, conquer the land, and then go back and what? Burn everything. That's what the Gemara has in Memheim at Beis. If you look in the Ram, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he doesn't seem to say that. In Kuf Pei Hei, in Mitzvah's essay, he seems to say pretty beferish that you don't do that. You destroy everything, Lamaisa, right off the bat. And he doesn't say you do this. It's clear from the Gemara, Lamaisa, that first you cut it down, then you do kibush, and then you what? And then you burn it afterwards. The Rambam, if you look at the Rambam, Rambam seems to say, beferish, you go right there, you do everything, destroy everything, right off the bat. So that seems to not fit so well in the lashon of the Gemara. But nonetheless, we have this mitzvah of what, kibush, and this mitzvah of derogatory, even though we said it's only the Rabbana with Rebbe Chassam Sofer and Rebbe Elazar ben Horowitz, where is it said? The Taz says that it's in Chutz La'aretz, and the Shach says that just like the mitzvah Lirdof is only in Eretz Yisrael, he says it's only also in Eretz Yisrael as well, the mitzvah to give it a derogatory name. Okay, that's the second mahalach. Okay, let's continue now. Let's get to the third mahalach. The bottom of Mem Vav and Beis, the Gemara has the Shiloh of Shinui Benevad. The Gemara has the Shiloh and Mem Vav and Beis on the bottom of Shinui Benevad. So Tysus there, then Dir Maski is Shinui Benevad, says, Beferish Midirais of Pshita, we hold Shinui Benevad. The whole Shiloh is only Midirabanan. Were we Machmer by Avodah Zarah or not? So it's interesting that here again, the Rambam is what? The Rambam is Mekel. Rambam is Surim Mizbeach, Perek Gimel Alochi Yadalid, Paskins, the following, read the Lashon, because Rambam makes a Sushto. Perek Gimel Alochi Yadalid, the Rambam says, Hamishtachav Lekama Chatem Utarim Lumenachashar Nishtanu Venidmu Lilov Lodos, Shel Yisurim Mizbeach, Shem Utaris. The Rambam compares it to Vlados of Yisurim Mizbeach that a Mutter. So the Rambam learns, Rambam holds Lekula here. So, what's the pshat in the Rambam that he holds what Lekula, and what's the pshat that he holds that it's considered to be a comparison to Vlados? So, the Binyan Shlomo and the Marcheshes and Simon Aleph, Osei, Sifkot and Aleph, says the pshat in the Gemara is pretty clear. It says, Hachi Hashta. In the Gemara here, when going on to Mem Zayin Aleph, the Lashon is used, Hachi Hashta. Even though the Gemara is later, the Shiloh of Dichui B'mitzvahs, or Mishtachav L'beim et Smara, they end up with Teku. This doesn't end up with a Teku. It's a Hachi Hashta. So it's conclusive they want to tie him. And they claim that the Ramahurns like Tysus, that the whole Shiloh is on a Rabbana level, because we hold Yeshinu B'nevad, and therefore since we hold Shinu B'nevad, therefore the Ram is what? The Ram is Mekel, Halacha L'maisa. He held Lekula, the Gemara didn't say Teku, it says Hachi Hashta as well. And that's why the Binyan Shlomo, Marcheshes, the Korban Elitzur say the Rambam Paskins Lekula. So there's a very famous Brisker Rav here I wanted to just say over in the stencil in Tzmura. What does it mean that the Rambam made this comparison to Vlados? So the Brisker Rav wants to say, because that din of Haim v'lo levados by Esnan, the Gemara has in Baba Kama Samach Vavavim Ralph, it's a Kshir Zakosov. So it's a special Kshir Zakosov. Why would you compare the din of Lodos to this din? It's a special Kshir Zakosov by Lodos. So the Brisker Rav wants to say, no one should think, we don't say Yotzim in Asr by Yisurim Mizbeach. We do say Yotzim in Asr, Asr. What the Rambam wanted to bring out here, says the Brisker Rav, that it's considered to be a different Chefsa. Just like the vlad is considered to be a different chefsa, so too the menachas, the flour, is different. It's not the same wheat anymore, and therefore anything that's a new chefsa is considered to be what is considered to be mutter. Because don't get me wrong, he says yotzim min aser is aser by yisurim mizbeach. But what the Rambam wanted to bring out is what we learn from here is that if it's a different chefsa, like a vlad is a different chefsa, therefore we assume halacha lamaisa that it'll be mutter, and that's how the Rambam comes up with this psak. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, so that's the pshat l'maisa in this Yeshinui b'nevad. Okay, continuing now on Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara has the shayla. Reish Lakish has the shayla mishtacha v'ledekel l'lavo mau l'mitzvah. So there's a major machlokes in Rishonim. What exactly the shayla is? Is it on a level the chachila level b'dyevit? Right, Taisus, right here, the Ravid, the Hashlama, they all learned the Shailas L'chachilu. Right, but B'dyevid, you're definitely Yotzin. But the Rabbeinu Hananel here on the spot with the Ramban and the Ritva say, the Shailas, even on a B'dyevid level, maybe you're not Yotzin. And the Raya that we're talking perhaps on a B'dyevid level, if you look in the Ramban, the Ramban's gear says that mitzvah kigavoa dummy. Lashon of the Gemara's Mashma, that just like by a korban it's possible b'dyevet, so too by a mitzvah it might be possible b'dyevet as well. That's the Poshub Shat, that's how the Rabbeinu Hananel, the Rabban, bring a raya that the Shaila of the Gemara was on a b'dyevet level. Maybe you're not Yaitzin. What's the raya that we showed him, the first group we showed him, Taisus, and the Ravid that held that what? The Shaila was on a level of Chachila, because Elon, that's Nita, Natul, Basof, Avdu, is Mutter. And therefore, b'dyevet yotzi dechavaso. So it's mutter lehejo. So they held lamaisa that the shaila was what definitely on a what definitely on a level of chachila. So those are different rayas in the rishonim on that shaila. But what I want to bring out is how does this gemara relate to the gemara in sukkah? The gemara says in sukkah that Rava said a lulav shel avodah zara is lechachila. You're not allowed to shake it. Taisus writes, but if you do, b'dyevet yotzi. So how do the two relate? Our Gemara, how does that Gemara in Sukkah relate to the Gemara by us? So, Taisus says very clearly that Reish Lakish and our Shaila would be moted to Rava, and Rava is talking about where you did not mavatal the Avodah Zarah, v'meila v'dyevet yotze, because mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. And the Suffolk of Reish Lakish is talking about after Bittul. So Rava and Sukkah was talking where there was no Bittul, and Reish Lakish is talking about after Bittul. And the Shaila is after Lechachila, are Yotz or not? You know, is it Mois like Avo or not? It's interesting, you know, Mr. Brewer, just about Mois like Avo, Mr. Brewer writes that a Kohen that's Mechal Shabbos for Hesher should not Duchen. So I remember if Shechter Shlita told us from Moshe Soloveitchik, that's how the Rav's father, that he thought that not that way. He thought you could allow Mechal Shabbos for Hesher because Mois like Avo is only by Avodah Zarah. You don't say it by Chil Shabbos. I was thinking that Rashi and Chulin and Hamad off the Machal Shabbos Peres is like a kofer maybe, but I think still even with that Rashi, so Ramos Soloveitchik was Mekel. But that's how Taisus says that the Gemara Lamaisa by us is talking about after Bittul, and Rav is talking about Bali Bittul. Taisus in Sukkah though on Lamad Aleph from the Beis says that Rav will be mamed the suffix of Reish Lakish like Ravimi. Which is vayt in the Gemara that the shayla of asherish shabitla and the shayla is where the old dichle has the mitzvahs. So Rav will say, "Don't bother me." The shayla of Reish Lakish, it's not a problem at all. The shayla of Reish Lakish is going like Rav Dimi, so it doesn't relate at all halacha lemaisa. And therefore, ilan shenatu lebesof avdu like the rabbanon is mutal lehedjin, and you can be poshut the suffix of Reish Lakish very easily from Rav. That's what Tyson Sukkah on Laman Alpha and Beit says. The Ravid says that the suffix of Reish Lakish is lechachila, and Rav is talking on a level, but he doesn't get into what whether there was bittul or not bittul. It's much like Taisus, but he doesn't discuss whether there was bittul done or not. But the fourth shot I want to bring out is the Ramban. The Ramban and the Ritva say amazing shot. They say, he starts off saying the Ramban, Rava's talking after Bittul. It's Pum Fakir of Taisus. That Rava's talking after Bittul. Reish Lakish is talking about without Bittul. Then he's Dochid this, and he's Dochid very importantly. He says, Bittul is not Moyel Legavoa. So if Bittul is not Moyel Legavoa, so Legabe Mitzis, it won't work either. And a Mechuber, we know the Makar, that a Mechuber is Nevad, is Pasal Legavoa. That's from Esnan. We learn a Menvavim base. And Esnan's Asur, even when you do Bittul, because Bittul doesn't work by Esnan. So Kol Shekin Avodah Zarah, which is more Chomer Miasnan, it's possible even for Mechubur that it should be Psula Legavoa, even if you were Mavatul. That's the Ramban's Mahalach. And therefore it should be possible even after Bittul. Who would deny me for mitzvahs that Bittul shouldn't work? So if Reish Lakish says, Asad, that it's Kosher, we're talking about without Bittul. So it comes out to be a Machlokes Reish Lakish and Rava. Reish Lakish says, a Suffolk and Rava is Makel, but it's talking about B'li Bittul. How do we paskin? The Ramban and the Rebbe say we hold like Rava, halacha lemaisa. So it comes out that they pit Rava and Reish Lakish against one another. It's talking about not Bittul, because as Rav Safati Shlita pointed out, the Marsha points out on this Taisvis that it's not Nesar. The thing is Mechuber. So when Taisvis is talking, he doesn't mean it literally, that the guy's code in Bittul. What Bittul is? It's not Usser. This thing's Mechuber. So therefore, we're talking about if it's Mechuber, Kodim Bittul, Acher Bittul is the same thing. And therefore it comes out that the Ramban and the Ritva paskin like Rav, and they pit a machlokes between Rav and Reish Lakish, halacha lemaisa. So this brings us to a fascinating Ramah. The Ramah says in Hilchos Beis Knesses, it's also the lechatchila to make anything from an Esnan, a Mechir Kelev, for a Beis Knesses. Ramah writes this beferish. It's also the lechatchila in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Chaf Aleph. And you could even throw Avodah Zarah in there as well. So, says the, what is the Makar from? Rabbeinu Yerucham. So the Avnei Meluim in the Tshuva says that in Simen Chav Zayin, he says, very interesting. He says that the Rabbeinu Yerucham is talking about after Bittul, and our Gemara is talking about where there was no Bittul. Because there's no difference, as we just said. According to that Marsha and Taisus, that something is Mechubur, then there's no Isser. This is not chal. So Mechubur, if it's talking about Mechubur, Kodah Bittul, Acher Bittul is the same thing. So even though Rabbeinu Yerucham was talking after Bittul, Rabbeinu Yerucham got it from our Gemara. Because Kodah Bittul is the same thing as Acher Bittul. If you're talking about a Mechubur, that's not Usser. But says the Avim Lim, Kol Zez Lefi Taisvis. But if you hold like the Ramban, Lamais, it could very well be as follows. That maybe Rava would hold, and we paskin like Rava, Rava's talking about a case where there was no Bittul. Right? Remember we said according to the Hoshe of the Torah, the Ramban, there was no Bittul. But it could be that according to Rava, if you did do Bittul, maybe be Mutal Chachila. So that Ramah would be against the Ramban. The Ramah would only be like Rabbi Yerucham. So it says, according to Ramban, maybe if you did Bittul, if you want to use something of a Nazar that was nullified, maybe it would be Hetal Chachila. According to Ramban, the Ramah would be against the Ramban. The Ramah is only going with Rabbi Yerucham. That's the Avdei Melim's beautiful Kiddush that comes out like this, Solach HaLamaisa. So that's, comes out the Pshat HaLamaisa in our Gemara. It's interesting, if you notice Rashi on the Gemara, when he talks about this, with the Dichu, he says Olamas. Rashi says forever. Even by the next year, it's going to be a problem. Even, you know, as it doesn't wear off. Once you say it's Asa forever. Rashi uses the expression of Olamas. It's an interesting Kiddush. But what I wanted to bring out is the following. There's this whole concept of the dichui. Rav Shechter Shlita once pointed out to us the following, that the concept of dichui is very difficult. Rashi in Sukkah says beferish that when you have more berries than leaves, the hottest is possible. If you have more leaves than berries, it's good. So let's say when Yontif began at night, and our Gemara doesn't bring in the berry case, which we have time, we'll mention it, Blin Netter. But when was there more berries than leaves? At night. Well, let's say your dog came and ate all the berries. So by the morning, there are more leaves than berries. So should it be good? Why is that a problem? Nidchit. You can't shake the lulav at night. The mitzvah lulav is only biyom. So that's what Shechter Shlita said from the Rav Zatzal, that there's two dinim. There's a zman lekiyum mitzvah, which you get points at shamayim, which is only in the daytime. But there's a zman of chiyuv mitzvah, which the notion, the category of the zman of the chiyuv of lulav begins when yontif begins at night. The Bir Allah asked the kasha. The Bir Allah asked this kasha. He says mehechetesi, but he says the lashon and gemara says echshir meir of yontif. It's mashma from the gemara, not just from Rashi. Rashi is kiddush olav ayom. Rashi and Sukkah Lama Gimel Avdur Maskev Alulav, but the Bir Allah and Sin Tov Kuh Peivav asked the Kasha, points out the Gemara's Mashma even like this. So there is this notion of Zman Kiyum Amitzah, and there's a notion of Zman Chiyuv. This track of Zman Chiyuv opens the whole door that you can have Dichui. And with that in mind, the Rav Zatzal said, the Gemara says in Brachis, that if a guy forgot Mincha, can he daven Ma'ariv twice? So the Gemara has a Lashon that it says, Aver Yomo. Why does it, many Gedol HaKrams, why does it say Avar Zmano? Why does it say Avar Yomo? So there's a machlik, is Rambam Raivin, mitzvahs Kriyashma of Shachar and Arvis, the Rambam lists as all one mitzvah. The Ramban says there are two different mitzvahs. Tamun Shal Shachar, Tamun Shal Ben Arbaim. The Rambam lists as one mitzvah. The Ramban says you should list as two mitzvahs. So the Rav Zatzal said Pshat in Rambam is that there's one Mechayiv. There's one Mechayiv that requires us to say Kriyashma in the morning and the afternoon. Granted, the Zman Kim and Mitzvah are different windows, but there's one Mechayiv. There's one Mechayiv of the Korba. The Yom is Mechayiv of Korba, Tomet Shachar in the morning, and a Tomet Shachar in the afternoon. That's why the Ram lists as one mitzvah. Memeilu, that's how the Rav Zatzal answered the Taisa and Kedushin. Taisa asked the famous Kasha, like 10-11 Terutzim. Why do you eat a pasuk to potter a woman from mauling her son? Typically, it says Zman Gromo. The Teretz the Rav said is, you look at the Zman Chiyuv. It's not, the Kima mitzvah is Biyom of Mila. But the Zman Chiyuv begins when? Leil Shemini. That's why the Yushalmi says that if you're an Aro Leil Shemini, that you can't sachem with Shem and Shul Truma. He's not an Aro till the morning. No, the Shem Chiyuv begins at night. Yushalmi's Lushitoso by Rabbi Lazar, by Machshiri Mitzvahs, our Doicha Shabbos according to Rabbi Lazar, we don't hold like Rabbi Lazar. Is it also on the Machshiri Mitzvah, even Mutter Belayli? Yushalmi says yes. So it goes Lekula and Lechumra. That we allow Machshiri Mitzvah even what? Even Belayla corner of Lazar, and the Shem Aro begins at night as well, because there's a Zman Chiyuv. And that's exactly what the Gemara is really driving at in this concept of what of the Zman Chiyuv. And that fits very well. There's a Sifri, you know, the Gemara in Sochem Sadi Gimel and Aleph has a Machleikis, whether Pesach Sheni is a what? Tashlum and Derishin or is a regular B'fnei Atzmo. The Gemara gives two Nafkeminas, Kanshin Iskadal Ben Absochem, and a Gershin Iskayer. But the Sifri, the Nitziv writes, only gives the Nafkamina of Gershin Iskar. Why doesn't it give the Nafkamina Kotshin Iskar? Because the Machayev of the what? Of the cotton anyway, even though he became a Gadol in the middle, but the Machayev was the what? Was the you can have a Machayev for the cotton that starts, you know, that was always there. It wasn't like it was a Goy. It was there for. Shechter pointed out last week in the Chabur of, you know, with the Marami Rutenberg. When is the Machayev of Shabbos? The beginning of Shabbos. So if he became a cotton, became a gadol bena in the, you know, during the shloshim, is it a shmuel krov or shmuel ruchokav? What we're bringing out is there's this notion of a machayev, something that's machayev. So why didn't the Gemara Take bring in the case of the anovim? Why didn't the Gemara bring in the case of the anovim? So Tosus Take brings this up. So he basically says, he basically wants to say that it's different, thank you very much, because you could have done a maisa, and you did a maisa. When you're ma'at the anovim, you did a maisa. So that's why it sheds no light on the what general did of dichui mitzvahs, because you did a maisa, you could have done a maisa, and you did it. So the Lechem HaStarim asks a beautiful kasha on the Taisus, our Taisus right here. He says, why is the Gemara trying to post the Shabbos from Kisui Adam? Kisui Adam, you could also have done it. You could have done a maisa. The Torah says you could have done a maisa, but you didn't do it. The wind did it. And the fact you didn't do it shows you didn't want to do it. So lamaisa, you could have done it practically, but you ended up not doing it. So therefore, lamaisa, that's why the Gemara didn't bring in this case of what? This case of the anovim, alach lamaisa, in considered to be what? Considered to be of what we call the dichui mitzvah. So that's why this is considered to be what? That Gemara, our Gemara didn't in fact bring it in. Even though Lamaisa, theoretically, it could have. So that's considered to be, the Gemara is considered to be different. So it comes out, we discussed the din of Avonim and Dudalos, then we discussed the din of Bir Avodah Zarah, and then we got to the din of Shinui ben Avad, and then we got into Dichui ben Mitzvahs, and then this Mahalach about Zman chiyuv a mitzvah that is different than this man of what ikra mitzvah. And then the nafkamina about we said about giving it a derogatory name. Halach lemaiz, is that a din derabanan or is it not? And that's why the Rama paskin that it's considered to be a problem. Okay, we'll stop here.